Welcome into the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Saturday, November 15th. Tom Leach along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. We're taking a look at the late pick four up at Aqueduct. They have a couple of stakes, including a grade three that starts it off. So Jim will jump in there with the grade three Jockey Club Oaks, three-year-old fillies on the turf at a mile and three-eighths. Got the horse that ran second in the grade one QE2 here at Keeneland in October in Laurelin. She looks like a pretty strong favorite. Can you beat her?
Oh, I think you can beat her. I think you can beat her with the other horse that came out of the same race. I think Phenon really got off to a bad start. She's in the eight hole in the QE2. She was favored that race. She was 3-2. If you recall, she opened up at like 1-9. There was some crazy guy put $200,000 on her nose, and she kept drifting up, and she was way over bet. And then Lush Lips wound up paying 8-1, which was a tremendous overlay that day. But I think Phenon, if she'd gotten off to a better start, would have been much more competitive. She came out of a grade three win at Kentucky Downs after winning the Belmont Oaks Invitational at Saratoga in July. So I think Phenon, to me, is the top pick in here. And this race really is simple. That's why I didn't pick it as our pick of the week. I went with the other stakes race here because I think it's a two-horse race, and I think it's the two fillies that came out of QE2. There's no way these other horses have faced anything close to what Laura Lynn and Phenon have faced. And if there's ever been a race where I think it's a straight exacta, I think it's Phenon over Laura Lynn. Although I'll use both of them in the pick four to start it off. But Grand Motion's filly, she ran really big that day. Nobody was beating Lush Lips, but Laura Lynn was 5-5 prior to that. So I think she's a legitimate favorite in here. I just like Phenon a little bit better just because of the company that she's faced. So Phenon and Laura Lynn for me.
I kind of like Laura Lynn a little bit better just because she's a little more lightly raced, and it's second start off a break, 3-3 at Aqueduct. So I'm leaning to her over Phenon. I'm going to throw in one more, though, and it's unmerited favor, the 8 for Kenny McPeak. Horse was a runner-up on September 4th at Kentucky Downs, won at Kentucky Downs on September 4th. The runner-up in that race, Chad Brown horse, came back to win very impressively on opening weekend at Churchill Downs with a 97 buyer figure. And with these three-year-old fillies, sometimes the ones that like Laurelin and Phenon that have been campaigned for big races throughout the year maybe are not are starting to cycle down just a bit sometimes by this time of the year, and a rising talent like Unmerited Favor may turn out to be can clip them. So I'm going to, at that big price, I'm going to put her on the ticket as well. But Laurelin is the win pick for me. The eighth race is a New York bred allowance for non-winners of one other than 3 and up, 6.5 on the main track. I took a shot with Manhattan Twist here, coming off a long layoff for Todd Pletcher. He gets Pratt to ride, which catches my attention. Horse has been gelded and won first time out. And I think that would suggest that there's more than an average amount of talent there. Coming off the break, with the equipment change, so to speak, and getting Pratt to ride, who's been red hot up there. I'm going to take a shot with Manhattan Twist over Longpour, who was a horse that I had at Saratoga when she won at a nice price, or he won at a nice price, and has been consistent for the Asmussen Barn. I think this is a nice horse, so definitely I think the one to beat. I'm also going to include 3Bs. This horse coming off a win for Linda Rice, and maybe is just starting to hit peak form. So those are my three, but I'm going to try Manhattan Twist on top. How about you?
I understand why you're using him, because they're kind of throwing everything at the wall here. They're first-time gelded, first-time Lasix, first-time Pratt, and switching from turf to dirt. So I get that. I just thought that was too much at one time, and the horse has been off since November of 24, so I'm going to give that one a race. I went with Longpour here. Nice improvement last time out at Aqueduct and almost got there in this level allowance. Only got beat 3/4 of the neck. National Identity, the horse that beat him in the previous race, came back and won. Empire Sky comes out of the same race. I'm going to use Empire Sky as well, and hopefully those two horses come back and improve. Empire Sky is very heavily raced, 22 lifetime starts, but came back, was off a two race win streak last time out. So he was 1-for-20 his first, 1-for-19 his first 19. Then he's won two out of his last three. So Empire Sky might be figuring out here at the age of six. And then Three Beads was the other horse I used for Linda Rice, 84 buyer last time out at Aqueduct, stretching out to 7 furlongs. The 6.5 ought to be just right for him. So I'm going to go with three horses in here. And leaving out Manhattan Twist, I may regret it, but I'm going to put Empire Sky in there in his place.
Ninth race in the third leg of the pick four is the Knickerbocker, 3 and up on the turf at 1 1/8. Who did you land on here?
I landed on Ohana Honor for Shug McGahee. Caught a good track in the Sycamore, and not sure that that he really liked that track. He didn't run as well as he was expected to. He went off in a 9-to-5 favorite in there. No way this race is as tough as that one. This horse has been to a lot of tough races, including the Man of War at Aqueduct last May, and then the Bowling Green at Saratoga in the summer. So well tested, more seconds than wins. That's always a problem. But I think this horse back class will react to the cutback well. Has not raced at 1 1/8. It might be a little bit short here. Has raced at 1 1/8 on the synthetic, but not on the on the turf. So Ohana Honor is my top pick. Flavian Pratt rides him back from the Sycamore. Think he's going to get a lot of money. Air Recruit for Arnaud Delacour and Dylan Davis ran really badly at Kentucky Downs when they tried a grade three there. But prior to that, it won 2 in a row at Colonial and Monmouth on the turf. And then I always pronounce this wrong. I guess it's Trickery, although I would want to call it Tricari for Grand Motion. Horses won $1.4 million, including the Belmont Derby at Aqueduct at 1 3/16 in July of 24. Hasn't come back this year as strong, but has a lot of back class in Grand Motion. And Trickery for Jeremy Velasquez, I've got to use him as well. So I'm going to stick with those three. Ohana Honor is my top pick.
I ended up taking Air Recruit on top. Went back and watched that race at Kentucky Downs, and it's a one-turn mile down there, and they really went fast, so it was more like a sprint than a route race, and he couldn't keep up. But being out of an arch mare, he has the pedigree to possibly improve at 1 1/8 and might be the controlling speed in here. Delacour wins at a high percentage, and the fact that he still believes in this lightly raced gelding to put him in a spot like this gives me confidence to take a shot as well. He's won 4 times from 7 starts, but he's failed both times he tried to go up against the big boys. So this is another opportunity, and at this point, if it doesn't happen now, they might have to regroup and pick different spots for him. But I'm going to give him a shot in here off some things, that, especially with the pace, that could work in his favor. Trickery, I've always liked this horse, and I think, for me, I thought he was going to have a better year than he's had. Started out at Keeneland and hadn't really built on that. So I picked him second. Certainly not going to be surprised if he wins. He's a former Grade 1 winner, as you mentioned. And at some point, I'm guessing with Grand Motion, he'll find a way to get him back to that level. But I just haven't seen enough this year to give me the confidence to put him on top. And then Ohana Honor's got to be the other one that I use. The third off a layoff could be an improved race for him. So those three, and I could see certainly any one of the three winning here. The 10th race, take as many as you can would be my advice from a budget standpoint. I'm going to take 5 to keep the ticket affordable. It's 1 1/16, 2-year-old filly maidens. I took Isadora Duncan for Chad Brown on top, mainly on the angle it's Chad Brown, and this is the one that Pratt lands on. And the horse debuted at 1 1/16, which isn't easy, and was a closing second after hitting the gate at the start. So I think this one will take a lot of money, and I'm going to, even with the wide post, take this one on top. But Susie, if I'm pronouncing that correct, for Grand Motion, horse improved to a 70 buyer when getting a chance to stretch out on the turf after sprinting first time. So that one is on the ticket. Delightful Darling, it's a Mark Cassie runner with 4 starts, has 2 seconds, 2/3. So has been consistent. Libero, if I'm going to take one Chad Brown, I'm certainly going to take the other one, even though he's a first-time starter. And then the 4 Abigail, it's Miguel Clement, and for his dad before him and for Miguel Rosario is a go-to guy as a jock, and they switch to Rosario for this spot. So, and the horse ran pretty well first time out against a much lesser rider. So I'm going to put that one on there as well and go five deep on my pick four. How about you?
I've got the same five horses plus a couple more. Can't argue with anything that you said. This is an all race to me. I didn't use all of them. I got seven of them. I didn't use all because it would cost $100. But if I played a ticket, I don't see how you can leave off anybody here. The two that I use that you did not are Sharing Wisdom for Kenny McPeak. Really ran well first time out at Saratoga and had a lot of expectations for this filly, but she hasn't come to hand as well as anybody thought. But Kenny is good with two-year-olds, and she could come to hand right away. So Sharing Wisdom, because of her experience, I would use her. And then Quality Street, first-time starter for Sassy Joseph, who's 17% first-timer, and 20% with Castellano. So the other one, I think the top pick would be Susie for Grand Motion, that just because had a 70 buyer at Laurel last time out after they tried her at Saratoga in the summertime. So I think she's well thought of as well, but go as deep as you can in here.
All right, pick four tickets. I went 4-7-8 in the first leg, 1-2-4 in the second, 3-4-7 in the third, and then 4-5-8-9-12 in the fourth. That's a $67.50 ticket for 50 cents. If you want to try to save some money, I might go to that second leg and take out three Bs and just go with Manhattan Twist and Long Pour if you want to play my ticket, and that would cut it down by a third. So otherwise, I didn't want to leave any of the others out of this. How about you?
We're giving you very similar tickets today. I went 4-7 with 2-4-6, with 3-4-7, with 3-4-5-7-8-9-12, and that's a $63 ticket.
Best of luck if you're playing there. It's Claiming Crown Day at Churchill Downs, so they'll have some big fields there for you to play. Wherever you're playing, just make sure you have some extra money in that Keeneland Select account to take advantage of the opportunities. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and that is the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.